7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
In the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:56 p.m.
Oh no, so sad. It is not actually 8:56 p.m. even with the current time change that's going on. We don't do that. We don't do daylight saving at UTC. No. The actual time right now is 19:30 UTC, but you knew that already because you are here for the Dubious Committee. That's right. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your host. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I got nothing going on today, except for a little bit of tea, I think. Yeah, and that's the last of it. We got one cup of tea left. What do we have? It is tasty. It is delicious. It is gone. We were drinking Da Hong Pao, but now we're out. There is no more Da Hong Pao to be drinking. Well, I mean, we could make more Da Hong Pao, but that's not what we're doing today.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction.
Let's all go into the kitchen. Yes, that is the direction that we need to travel. Because we need to make some tea. And no, we are not making Da Hong Pao. Oh, let's leave the room. I'm going to make something a little bit special today. That's right. It's New Tea Day. Oh, yes, it's New Tea Day, even though I bought this tea probably close to a month ago. Well, it was the same time I bought the new Che Guan Yin and that delicious Yang Longjing. What did I buy? Ho, here it is right here in its little vacuum pack. I bought some pu'er. I bought some aged pu'er. Yes, so that's what we're having today. I've got some water that, yeah, it's boiling now. I got a teapot that's ready. We just need to put the little filter in. And then we need to add the tea. Now, I should probably point out that this is not Gyushu. This is not the high-quality aged pu'er. This is just gift tea. If you know what gift tea is, well, I don't really have to explain much. If you don't know what gift tea is, so let me just say that it is tea that you buy to give to other people. And if you're giving it to other people instead of drinking it yourself, what does that tell you about its quality? Regardless, gift tea is the kind of tea that it's good tea, it's quality tea, but it's not the highest tier of that quality tea. You know, it's still pretty good. You buy a box of it that has lots of little packets in it, and then you give these packets to your friends and loved ones during, you know, the new year, etc., etc. Okay, so I'm gonna bring the temperature up on this water a little bit, get it to rolling. Oh, look at this. Oh, it's a rolling boil. It sounds so rolling. All right, so I'm going to turn off the heat. I'm going to prepare this tea towel so I can grab a hot water boiling vessel. And now it is time for the one-handed pour. It is heavy. And the water is in the pot. I have returned the boiling vessel to the stove. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. And I'm pulling it. Take the tea out of the teapot and get a big whiff.
Oh.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I stick my nose in the teapot... Yeah, there is something about it. You hear people say earthy. You know, oh, it smells like the earth. Or it smells like mushrooms. Yeah, it smells like dirt. It smells like decay. It smells like wet leaves. This is aged pour. When you stick your nose into the leaf, into the hot, wet leaf, oh, yeah. It's, you get some of that wet leaf, autumn leaves smell, but it's also very horse foody. That doesn't make sense to anyone. It smells very much like alfalfa. Alfalfa and oats that are left in a galvanized tin trash can in the sun on a summer's day, and you walk up to it and you open the lid, and the lid's really hot, but you're like, ooh, ha, ha, ha. You open the lid, this is the smell that comes out. Horse food. Oh my God, it smells really good. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, is horse food supposed to smell good? Well, I don't know. Ask a horse. Oh, and we can't ask any horses today because it's still rainy. It's a little rainy today. It's overcast, and it's still really kind of cool. But let me promise you a couple of things right now. Once the weather gets good, that we can go out again, and once Hug a Horse opens, we're going to go to Hug a Horse. If you are new to the committee, if this is your first time listening, or if you haven't been listening for very long, and you aren't familiar with Hug a Horse, Hug a Horse is a service here in town in which you can hug a horse. If you're feeling depressed or sad, or maybe you just need, you know, some brief equine companionship, then yeah, Hug a Horse is for you. Now, I don't feel particularly like I need to have horse friends. Maybe I do. I don't know, right? I do think we need to go down there. I think we need to see what Hug a Horse is all about, because we've been down there in the general vicinity. You know, Hug a Horse is just a little bit down the street, past the Vietnamese Buddhist temple. So, you know, you can stand there and, you know, admire your Guanyin statue, and then you just walk down the street a little ways and you can hug a horse. It's a beautiful thing. And yes, I think we're going to have to go hug a horse this season. Another thing that I think we need to do is need to go back out to Fort Atkinson or wherever. We just go to Fort Calhoun. And the other thing I need to promise you that is... Am I speaking English? This is tornado season. It is tornado season. Tornado season is officially upon us, I think. I think it starts tomorrow. Yay, opening day! Opening day of tornado season is coming up. And I will just promise you that if there are any tornadoes, I will be sure to bring them to you live on the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. You will be able to hear all the fun tornado action. So, yeah, keep your fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get some tornadoes and you can hear all about it. That's always fun. Where are we with this tea? I don't know. Let's get a teacup over here. Let's open the teapot and let's do some pouring. Oh, look at it. It's lovely. It's got a nice color, very sort of reddish amber, kind of your typical sort of tea color. Nothing absolutely weird about it. It's got that lovely old aged pooer smell. Now, before I drink this, I got to remind everyone that I haven't actually had aged pooer in a long time. A long time. So I'm excited about this. Okay, let's go. Oh, yeah. That is pooer. That is most assuredly aged pooer. Oh, wow. It's weird. It is weird. It's got that... it's got a couple things going for it. It does have that tamarind syrup kind of smoothness and flavor. But it also changes to something. What is that? Yeah, it's almost like mango. There's a fruitiness to it. There's this funny little fruitiness to it. Yeah, it's mango. And it has that taste. Okay, you know that buttery sort of taste or sensation you get when you eat a mango? Not the mango flavor itself, but that sort of back flavor that it has. Tamarind also kind of has it. You might notice that same phenomenon in tequila or in Scotch whiskey. You know what I'm talking about? What is that particular compound? Nobody knows, but this has it. This has it. Yeah, it has it a lot. And on top of, or underneath that mango-y butteriness is a definite nut flavor, like, I want to say walnut, but yeah, it's kind of vague. No, you know, I would say pecans. Pecans, that's what it is. It's pecans. It's like pecan pie with mango in it, with a little bit of tamarind syrup poured on top. That's what this tea tastes like. Let's pour some more. Yeah, we're drinking pooer today. Pooer is fun. Now, you might be wondering, Tobe, what the hell is pooer? Did you ever explain pooer to us? I don't know. I might have. I might not have. Do I even know what it is? Pooer, there's six kinds of tea. There is only one tea plant. It is Camellia sinensis. It is the plant that we worship. It is tea. It comes in a lot of varietals, a lot of different, you know, types, a lot of cultivars, right? You know what a cultivar is? You do now. And then once you grow and pick certain leaves and do certain things and blah, 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 there are six different kinds of tea that you could make that into. You could make it into black tea, or green tea, or yellow tea, or white tea, or oolong, or pu'er. Now, you know me, I'm an oolong guy. But I drink some of that other stuff, and then there's pu'er. The thing that makes pu'er unique is that it is fermented. And when I say fermented, I don't mean it's just bruised and rolled a little bit. Yeah, no, this stuff is, you know, it's left to rot. And it is aged, which means it's left to rot for a long time. And there's something else about this, too. Right, yeah, cucumber. It's like cucumber, right at the front of it, the front note. As you are inhaling that, getting that, you know, aerosol going around in your mouth and in your sinuses and stuff. Cucumber. It's like eating kapamaki. And then, yeah. Sake. This has a sake sort of edge to it. You know, this weird buttery sensation, scotch, tequila, tamarind, mango that I'm talking about, sake has this too. And that's what this reminds me of. Yeah. Oh my God. This is good stuff. This is a first infusion, obviously. I don't know if this will stand up to multiple infusions. Gift tea tends to kind of weaken rapidly. And so I'm wondering what the second infusion is going to be like, but this is really interesting. And it's good for me, too. That's good, isn't it? Regardless, we need to figure out something to do before Pippa shows up, starts making us do kitty business.
Hi, baby!
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh my God, everybody wants something, don't they? I would like to buy a hamburger. Yeah, I'm sure you would. I mean, come on. Everybody wants to buy something. Everybody wants something in this world. Now, me, personally, what I want to do is to clean a bunch of golf balls. Why?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Yeah, see?
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Golf balls.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Features.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free?
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
High performance.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Oh my God.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Holy
your
crap.
Grand ball washer today.
You know, people, I have to admit, I think that we have found the solution to our golf ball cleaning problem. You can't imagine the relief I feel. I can just, the anxiety is just leaving my body like rats from a sinking ship. Now that I know that I can get a grand balls washer, right? Yeah, okay. Oh, radio show? That's what we're doing? Okay, time to radio. I know how to radio. I can radio because I can nyanpasu. I don't know if we're emphasizing that enough. Nyampasu. You know, I don't think you're getting it. I think what we have here is one of those problems where it's just, maybe it's not quite insane enough for you. Maybe, like me, you need to have your weirdness entirely maxed out. I mean, beyond regular human comprehension. So, you know, regular, you know, nyampasus might not do it for you. So, let's get this going a little bit crazy. No, not a little bit crazy. Let's max this bitch out.
Ah, 今日は休みだったな. 二度ね。
Hi, Soka.
ちょっとごとん、ちょっとごとん、ちょっとごとんなって。
マジで待って待って待って
100円すんぞ。
こういうのは腕時計出ると思わせて変なの出るんな。
こんなのやってみないとわかんねえじゃん。じゃあやってやるよ。すまん、
うちは騙されないの。
See what I'm talking about? That makes a hell of a lot more sense now, doesn't it? Yeah, you're welcome. See, a lot of people, and I don't understand this, but a lot of people aren't intrinsically going to understand a concept like Nyan Pasut right off the bat. Do I even want to associate with it? It doesn't matter. The thing I think that is most important is that people can be educated. You can learn to understand concepts in Nyan Pasut.
Nyan Pasut.
You can learn
Nyan
Pasut.
Nyan Pasut.
Very good.
Nyan Pasut.
Okay, come on.
Nyan Pasut.
Try it again.
Nyan Pasut.
Nyan Pasut.
Nyan Pasut. Nyan Pasut. Nyan Pasut.
Very good.
Nyan Pasut Pasut.
Ooh, a double Pasut.
Nyan Pasut Pasut.
Very good.
Nyan Pasu.
Nyan.
Nyan Pasu.
Sometimes it's all about the Nyan Pasu. Sometimes it's about riding around the desert on a camel while drinking tea. While you're playing your guitar. So we gotta go to Tanarawen. I need to hear this. We haven't heard this in a while.
Nere sastana kam dekti foot mi diwan leta sini tile da shakwa ina yan warani sinjayi tsana tabar sukoz taran dakhshina wan nere sastana kam dekti foot mi diwan leta sini tile da shakwa ina yan warani sinjayi tsana tabar sukoz taran dakhshina wan Sastana kam dekti foot mi diwa tsana ru maryama dagdaga wara lan fadal tsana nas singara da tadu wendi dinkar tinire sastana kam dekti foot mi diwa letas sama de narti ke de kam warnen makse ke jo tan ye metekle sikila anjar kalen tenere 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 na'i hadkam tenere sastana pam dekti fu timi dewa le tasiti le de shakwa alina ya warani senje sana ya taba kozatan damashina
These guys are good. This stuff is just about killing me. Unbelievable. For me personally, this is the inspiration. This is the inspiring stuff. This is the stuff I want to hear, and this is the kind of stuff that makes me want to make music again, just because, oh my God, that is so dope. It is so cool. Oh, it's actually guys playing instruments instead of people standing around pushing buttons on sequencers, which I am very guilty of doing. But the funny thing is in my experience, people would rather watch me stand there and push a button than actually play musical instruments with people. Because this is hard to explain, and I would like to launch into this and rant for a while, but it has to do with perception and perception of understanding. Not actual understanding, but people's perception of whether they're understanding what they're seeing or not. This gets very complicated. I don't feel like going into it. What I want to do is go outside and play, but we can't do that today. So maybe we can do it tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Yeah, every day. There's no holidays, there's no vacations, there's no breaks, there's no nothing. It's every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tob. I gotta go find some food, etc. Nyan pasu.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.